So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had been discussing various cases related to Kiddush HaChodesh, where witnesses would come to Beis Din to report on sightings of the new moon. The Gemara continues that discussion. Shalchu Leila Mar Ukva, Adar HaSamach LeNisan, LeOilam Chaser. The month of Adar immediately preceding Nisan, either Adar in a regular year or Adar Sheni in the leap year, is always a Chaser month of only 29 days. If so, asks Rav Nachman, why does the Mishnah teach us because of the importance of these 2 months, as they contain the Yom Tevma of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, witnesses are allowed to even be Mechal Shabbos to come to the Sanhedrin and testify before Beis Din? Now, if indeed Adar is always a month of 29 days, why is there a necessity to be Mechal Shabbos in order to deliver testimony regarding the sighting of the moon? The Gemara answers Mishum de Mitzvah Lekadosh Al Ariyah. Although we know which day Rosh Chodesh will fall out on, there is a special mitzvah to be Mekadosh the month, Al Pi Eidim, as Rashi points out, as the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, from where we learn out, Kizerei V'Kadesh, that there is a special mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Pi Ra'iyah, to proclaim the new month based on the sighting of the new moon, even though we might already know when the new month will begin, based on our calculations. Therefore, if these Eidim need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to the Beis Din Yerushalayim, they may do so. I've kind of questioned this from a b'raisa. Kesha mekadesh kayim mechalin af al kulon emnei takonas hakorban. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, witnesses were allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to give testimony regarding every month to ensure that the korban musaf of Rish Chodesh was brought on time. This implies that the reason for allowing chil Shabbos in order for Eidim to get to Beis Din was not to be able to be mekadesh al pi ra'iyah, but rather in order to set Rish Chodesh on its proper day. And if the Adar preceding Nisan is always 29 days, this would not be necessary, as we already know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan will fall out. The Gemara concludes Tiyufta. This Braisa does indeed refute the opinion of Marukva that Adar hasamach leNisan loylam chaser, that Adar preceding Nisan was always 29 days, but rather some years it could be chaser and sometimes mali. The Gemara continues, Kiyasa Ula Omar Abrula El. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, he informed the Bnei HaGoyla that the month of El was made a Chodesh Mali. They added a 30th day to the month of El and told them that Tivus Avdinim Bahadayu, this was done as a benefit specifically for the Bnei HaGoyla and Bavel. The Gemara examines what this Tivusa benefit was. Ula Amar Mishum Yerkaya. That year Yom Kippur was destined to come out on Sunday, which means that there would be 2 days in a row which are Asa B'Malacha. This explains Ula, which caused vegetables picked before Shabbos to wilt and not be fresh at the end of Yom Kippur. Therefore, by adding a day to El, Yom Kippur would now only come out on Monday. Whereas Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar Shemasya, the benefit to the Bnei HaGoyla was that if someone passed away on the first day, they would not be able to bury him for 2 days. The Gemara asks, why was this a benefit only for Bnei HaGoyla and not for Bnei Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara answers, L'didan chavalan alma. Bavel has an unusually hot climate, which would cause damage to unrefrigerated, picked vegetables as well as to a corpse, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where in El there is usually a mild climate, and therefore for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, having a 2-day Yom Tov would not cause any negative effects. The added day to the month of El was therefore specifically to benefit the Bnei HaGoyla in Bavel. The Gemara now examines the validity of adding a day to a month for special reasons, as we have learned. Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yachal Kishim Shema'ar B'Nes Hashana L'Tzayrach, Kach Ma'ar B'Nes HaChodesh L'Tzayrach. Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught that you might think that in the same way that Beis Din is commanded to be Ma'abar a year when necessary, to keep the Yom Tov HaPesach in the spring, you may also add days to a month as needed. Tamalei Ma'achodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chodashim, Kizeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. Immediately upon seeing the new moon, we are to proclaim the new month, indicating that this process cannot be delayed for any reason. Amar Rav Eloi Kasha, Kan La'Aber Kan La'Katshe. Rav answered that while we may not be Mekadosh a month without seeing the new moon, La'Katshe, but we may delay hearing testimony of the Chacham see a valid reason to make the month Mole. As we have learned, B'chihad Amar Rav Shuban Levi, Ma'ayimin alo Eidim alo Chodesh Shenir Bizmanoi La'Aberi, Ve'im Ma'ayimin alo Eidim alo Chodesh Shaloi Nir Bizmanoi La'Katshe. If the Chacham see a reason to be Ma'abar a month, and witnesses come forward to testify to make the month Chaser, the Chacham asks the witnesses to refrain from testifying so that they can proclaim the month a Chodesh Mala of 30 days. Rava offers yet another answer, that the statement of Rabbi Bar Shmuel that one may not purposely delay the sanctifying of the moon follows the opinion of Acherim, who taught elsewhere that any given year has 1 month Male and the next month Chaser, and so on, as we have learned. Ein bein atzeres la'atzeres, vein bein rish rosh hashanah l'rosh hashanah, el adal ad yam bilvad, v'mais hashanah muberes chamisha. On any given year, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos will fall out 4 days later than the previous year, as follows. 6 months of 29 days and 6 months of 30 days comes out to 354 days, which divides into 50 full weeks, with 4 days left over. Therefore, if Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos falls on a Sunday 1 year, the following year it will fall on Thursday 4 days forward. If that year is a leap year, in which case an additional month of 29 days is added, then they will fall out on Friday, 5 days forward from the previous year. And so the statement of Rabbi Bar Shmuel, which says that one may not add a day to a month based on special needs, would follow this opinion of Acherim, that the months of the year are pre-designated and not open to change based on any communal needs. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Yichilna L'skuni L'kula Goyla. Shmuel stated that based on his knowledge of Teldas HaLevana V'Hilucha B'Seda HaMezalais, he would be able to properly create a Jewish calendar going forward for all the coming years into the future. Amalei Abba Avuah de Reb Simloi l'Shmuel. Shmuel was challenged by Abba Avuah de Reb Simloi. Yodem mar hay milsa de Tanya besoy de Ibor, noilet kredem chatzais oy noilet acher chatzais. He asked Shmuel if he understood this brisa called soy de Ibor, which, as Rashi explains, was written bir mazim in code and hints. To which Shmuel answered that he did not. The Gemara now examines several statements mentioned in the Brisa of Soda Iber. Kisalak Reb Zeira Shalach Lahu. When Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he sent back to his colleagues in Bavel three statements that he had learned about the Soda Iber. Tzarech Shehe Laila V'Yoyim Min HaChedesh. The day and the night preceding it must be from the same month. As Rashi explains, Hayim Haylech Achar Laila. Just as in the Jewish calendar, the day begins from the evening, so too must the new month also begin from the evening. The second statement by Reb Zeir addresses that which Avuah de Reb Simloi asked of Shmuel. Noilet Kayim Chatzais, or Noilet Acher Chatzais? Is explained as follows. Mechashvin es Toldasai. We compute the Noilet of a month, and if Noilet Kayim Chatzais, Biyadua Shinira Samach Lashkeach Sachama. Loi Noilet Kayim Chatzais, Biyadua Shalai Nira Samach Lashkeach Sachama. As a bit of an introduction to this and the following statements, we need to understand the basic motions of the sun and moon. From our point of view here on Earth, we observe the sun rotating around Earth every 24 hours, which gives us our day. But not only does the sun rotate around Earth each day, so does the moon. The sun and the moon rotate around the Earth each day, but with one minor difference. The rotation of the moon is a bit slower than that of the sun. At the starting point of the beginning of a month, the sun and moon are perfectly aligned, which is the moment of conjunction, or Moilet HaLevana. While conjunction can take place anywhere around the globe, at the point of conjunction it is always 12 noon, and the moon will always be completely invisible to the human eye. The time of Moilet, that is announced in shuls, refers to the time it is in Yerushalayim at the moment of conjunction. However, the conjunction itself is not necessarily occurring in Yerushalayim. As they both continue to rotate around Earth, and the moon begins to fall back, so to speak, a gap is created between the sun and the moon, thus allowing the new moon to become visible. On the first or second days of the month, the earliest one could actually see the new moon would be right after sunset, close to the western horizon. Whereas before sunset, the brightness of the sun completely outshines the little bit of light reflected off the new moon. According to Rashi, the earliest possible moment to see the new moon would be 6 hours after conjunction of the Moilet. This, of course, is based on a perfect 12-hour day and 12-hour night, with the Shkia Sachama being 6 p.m. So therefore, Reb Zera teaches that Noilet Kredim Chatzais B'yadua Shinira Samach L'Shkia Sachama. If the calculated Moilet falls out before noon Yerushalayim time, then it is possible for people living in Eretz Yisrael to see the moon a little more than 6 hours later, immediately after Shkia Sachama. However, if the Moilet falls out after midday Yerushalayim time, then the sun together with the moon will set before 6 hours have passed, and the new moon will not be able to be seen that evening. The Gemara asks, L'may nafkmina. What is the practical application of knowing this? Ravashi, like Chushe Sadi, to be able to cross-examine witnesses, as if in a case such as described above, a witness will come forth having claimed to have seen the moon before Shkiyas HaChama. And we know that the calculated Moilid is after noon of that day, then we know that he is not telling the truth. Rav Zeira then makes a third point about the Moilid, which can also be used to challenge the testimony of witnesses. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, Chaf Dalet Shoi Mechzi Siara. Between 1 month and another, there is a 24-hour period where the moon is hidden. L'didan shis me'atika v'tam nisrei mechadita. L'ditu shis mechadita v'tam nisrei me'atika. Just as we explained earlier, the new moon cannot be seen before 6 hours have passed from conjunction. So too the old moon cannot be seen during its last 6 hours, both for the same reason, they're too small and too close to the sun. Therefore, depending on the position on Earth where the conjunction Moilid takes place, various locations will be able to see the old or new moon differently. In other words, since conjunction does not occur each month over the same location, but rather occurs over a different location around the globe every month, conjunction could obviously also occur directly above Yerushalayim or above Babel, which is about 36 degrees or in a 36-minute earlier time zone to the west of Yerushalayim. We must also note that at the point of conjunction, it is always 12 noon. Our Gemara is discussing a case where the Moilid occurred somewhere between Babel and Yerushalayim. Since at the point of the Moilid, it is always 12 noon in Yerushalayim, it is still before noon. Therefore, when the sun sets more than 6 hours later, they will be able to see the new moon. However, in Babel, which is to the east, it is already past noon at the time of Moilid. Therefore, since for them the sun along with the moon will set in less than 6 hours, they will not be able to see the new moon on that first day. Rather, they will have to wait another 12 hours to possibly see the new moon rise in the morning on the eastern horizon, which means that altogether the new moon will not have been visible to them for a total of 18 hours. On the other hand, the B'nai Babel would have been able to see the old moon in the early hours of the morning, right before sunrise, as there were still more than 6 hours until conjunction. Whereas the B'nai Yerushalayim were not able to see the old moon before morning because it was already within 6 hours of a conjunction. Add this to the 12 hours from when the moon set the previous evening, and we have 18 hours that the moon was invisible to B'nai Yerushalayim. This is what Reb Zeira means when he said, L'didan shis me'atika v'tam nisrei mechadita, meaning to the people of Babel. L'ditu shis mechadita v'sman nisrei me'atika, meaning to the people of Yerushalayim. And so if witnesses come forth and claim that they saw the previous month's moon and the new month's moon within a 24-hour period, here too we know that they are not telling the truth. We had mentioned above that in the Jewish calendar, the day follows the night and the Jewish day begins at night. Rav Yochanan brings the source for this from a pasuk in Parshas Emor by the laws of Yom Kippur, where the pasuk states, V'nisim es nafshaseichem mesishu l'chodesh bo erev, Me'erev ad'erev tishbesu shabbatchem. Since the Torah states Me'erev ad'erev, we see that the day begins at nightfall and goes until the following nightfall. Whereas Rish Lakish brings the pasuk from the Yom Tov Pesach. Berishin barbo asur yom l'chodesh, teichlu matzis ad yom ho'echad be'esum l'chodesh ba'erev, meaning that Pesach ends at nightfall of the 21st of Nisan and does not continue until the morning of the 22nd, which shows that the Jewish day is from nightfall until nightfall.